Shalom, everybody! In the beginning of our parsha in Perek Vav, Pasuk Hey, we are told of the mitzvah to ensure that there will always be a flame on top of the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, tells us that there were 10 miracles that existed in the Beis HaMikdash. And one of those miracles was Lo Kavu Gishamim Eish Shel Atzei HaMa'aracha. Rains never extinguished the flames on top of the Mizbeach. Our parsha says the fire on the Mizbeach can never go out, and the Mishnah says it was a miracle. Rains never put out the fires on the Mizbeach, and it was quite a miracle. Even though it rains a lot in Yerushalayim, or God willing, it will rain, it does rain a lot in Yerushalayim, sometimes it even snows. And even though the Mizbeach was outside, it wasn't inside the Mizbeach under a roof. It was outside in the Azara, in the courtyard, under the sky. And despite all that, Lo Kavu Gishamim Eish Shel Atzei HaMa'aracha, the miracle was that rains never extinguished the fire that was on top of the Mizbeach. It's a beautiful thing. But the question is why? Why would that be a miracle that Hashem chose to bring? What message is there in this miracle? This question is asked by Rav Chaim Valazhin. Rav Chaim Valazhin died in 1821. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He was the founder of the Valazhiner Yeshiva. And he asks this question in his Perush on Pirkei Avos called Ruach Chaim. And he says the following beautiful idea. We have said many times that all of the Mefarshim see in the construction of the Mishkan, and in the Avoda in the Mishkan, and in the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, many deep and applicable messages about how to serve Hashem. What went on in the Beis HaMikdash was not hocus pocus chas v'shalom, but every detail of our Avoda, every detail of how the Mishkan was, and how the Beis HaMikdash operated, every detail of the way Hashem related and interacted, so to speak, with these holy places, every one of these details serves as messages for you and for me as to how we can serve Hashem better in our personal lives, our communal lives, and in our national lives. And it is with this understanding that Rav Chaim Valazhin understands this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos about the rains not extinguishing the flames on the Mizbeach. Rain throughout Tanakh and throughout Chazal do not only represent rain. Rain means parnasa. It means physical sustenance. Rain in Hebrew is geshem, from the word gashmi, physical, material, tangible, gashmi. Rav Chaim Valazhin says that very often people say that they have no time to learn Torah because they're too busy earning a parnasa. Now, of course, taking care of ourselves and our families financially is of critical importance. Doing our hishtadlus is critically important. But letting our parnasa come in the way of even minimal fixed Torah learning is a big mistake. We think that Torah gets in the way of our parnasa. It's really the other way around. Fix times for learning, even if it's a little bit. Do what you can, and do as best you can. And Hashem says, Lo kavu gishamim eish shel atzei hamaracha. The rains, the geshem, the gashmi, will never extinguish your flame of Torah. Trust in Hashem. And you'd be surprised how the rains won't extinguish your fires. Rain is important. Parnas is important. It's critical. But Torah is even more critical, and the flames of Torah won't be extinguished by the Geshamim. Rav Chaim Valazhin says that that's the meaning behind the next miracle in the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says that another miracle in the Beis HaMikdash was V'lo Natzcha HaRuach Es Amud HaAshan. During the Avoda, the smoke of the Mizbeach would go straight up and not be swayed by the wind. A miracle. Rav Chaim Valazhin says that the message is the same. If you focus on your Avodas Hashem with kvius, with regularity, with consistency, then Hashem says not to worry. The smoke will go straight up and not be swayed by the ruach hatuma, by the winds of impurity and of the Yetzer Hara. There's always reasons not to learn now. There's lots of reasons why we should put off our davening or push off that chesed that we know we could and should do. But if we're consistent, if we're persistent in our Avoda, consistent in our tefillah and in our chesed, then v'lo natzcha haruach es amud ha'ashan, the winds will not sway us. And it happens to be that in a number of places in Chazal, Chazal describe the smoke that went up in the Beis HaMikdash as Haisa Mitameres Ve'ola, Mitameres. It's found in the Talmud Yerushalmi, it's found in the Medrash, it's also found in many Mefarshim, like in the Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The smoke would Mitameres Ve'ola, it would ascend, it would go up. Mitameres means to go up. And Rav Chaim Balazhin says that the word mitameres, describing the consistent and tenacious drive to rise up, mitameres also comes from the word tamar, a date. As in, tzaddik katamar yifrach, a tzaddik will flourish just as a date. A tzaddik will consistently focus on rising, even against strong winds, because the tzaddik knows that through that focus, there is no reason to fear the winds. Have an amazing day, everyone.